Summary of the Victorian Age. The year 1830 is generally placed at the beginning of this period, but its limits are very indefinite. In general, we may think of it as covering the reign of Victoria, 1837 to 1901. Historically, the age is remarkable for the growth of democracy following the Reform Bill of 1832, for the spread of education among all classes, for the rapid development of the arts and sciences, for important mechanical inventions, and for the enormous extension of the bounds of human knowledge by the discoveries of science. At the accession of Victoria, the Romantic movement had spent its force. Wordsworth had written his best work, the other Romantic poets, Coleridge, Shelley, Keats, and Byron, had passed away, and for a time no new development was apparent in English poetry. Though the Victorian age produced two great poets, Tennyson and Browning, the age as a whole is remarkable for the variety and excellence of its prose. A study of all the great writers of the period reveals four general characteristics. 1. Literature in this age has come very close to daily life, reflecting its practical problems and interests, and is a powerful instrument of human progress. 2. The tendency of literature is strongly ethical. All the great poets, novelists, and essayists of the age are moral teachers. 3. Science in this age exercises an incalculable influence. On the one hand, it emphasizes truth as the sole object of human endeavor. It has established the principle of law throughout the universe, and it has given us an entirely new view of life, as summed up in the word evolution, that is, the principle of growth or development from simple to complex forms. On the other hand, its first effect seems to be to discourage works of the imagination. Though the age produced an incredible number of books, very few of them belong among the great creative works of literature. 4. Though the age is generally characterised as practical and materialistic, it is significant that nearly all the writers whom the nation delights to honour vigorously attack materialism and exalt a purely ideal conception of life. On the whole, we are inclined to call this an idealistic age fundamentally, since love, truth, justice, brotherhood, all great ideals, are emphasised as the chief ends of life, not only by its poets, but also by its novelists and essayists.